We're up to Simon Lamed Gimel. We shall be learning Sif Dalet in Mitzvah Hashem today. Maybe a little bit of, maybe Sif Hay as well, but we'll Sif Dalet includes quite a lot of very important points, including what's the halacha with regards to the Lishmoyen, the blackening of the Ratzuas. A bit more details with regards to the Lishmoy aspect. Can you ask your under Bar Mitzvah son to blacken your Ratzuas? So one shayla we'll be discussing today, Mitzvah Hashem. Another point we'll be addressing as well. Can you ask your wife to do so? Ever thought of that? Yeah, they're more artistic. Very often they're more artistic and they're more precise. You know, we lose patience a bit quicker. Exactly, that's the exact way. We lose patience a bit quicker. It's a few dots. Do you mind to just do it? And can you ask either your son on the bar mitzvah or your wife? What about lehavdil to ask a goy to do so? Can you ask a goy? And very important as well, there is, as we know, we can see that the ratzuas are very shiny. So the way it's done to have that beautiful shine, after having the black dye on the ratzuas, they add a certain a cover of they just go with a certain it's a liquid, which makes it very shiny. Do you know what kind of liquid it is?
Glass.
It's kind of thing.
Glass.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah, I don't exactly know what the material is made out of, but that shiny layer that is on the ratzuas, can that be done? Can that be covered? Can that be painted through goy? Oh, which is very common, which may be a big help, can it be done mechanically? Can it be done mechanically? Because if there's a lack of, if you need a lishmoy for the dyeing, for the blackness, which we're going to shortly address that there is such a halacha, then what about that additional layer? If that needs to be lishmoy, then how are you going to have the lishmoy if you do it mechanically with some sort of machine? Can you do it or not? Or is it, can you not? So these amongst all halachas will be discussed tonight in Sif Dalet in Hashem. Okay, Sif Dalet. Toif she'ashchirem Yisrael lishmon. The blackening needs to be done through a Yisrael. Toif, it is proper that a Yid should blacken the Ratzuas lishmon with the intention of lishmoy. Veloy and not a Yehudi, not a goy. Now, what does that imply? That lashon. Pardon. Very good. That's exactly what I was about to ask. What does that imply? Very good. So there is certainly, undoubtedly, a mashmos in the Shulchan Aruch that the blackening, it has to be blackened, but if it's lishmoy, if it's not done with the intention of the right intention, if it's done by goy, it's not a problem. It's proper that it's done with a yid. If it's done by a goy, it's not ma'akev. If it's done, it's not ma'akev.
Is the
type
going just on the Yisrael, the Lishmoy aspect as well?
Very good. It's going on the goy aspect. Continues the Ramah. And the Ramah, and you're quite right, Rabbi Kagan, that this is actually that opinion. That opinion holds, and I'm going to just read the first line of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, Sifkot and Chav Beis, because that really very much addresses what you're saying. V'toiv, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chav Beis, Avol Bedi'evet, however, Bedi'evet, kosher it is kosher l'didei, according to that opinion, Afilu Alideyeinu Yehudi, even if it's done through a goy, it still is kosher. Yes, it is proper, but if it's done for goy, it's not ma'akev v'di'evet. V'svirelei, and that opinion holds, that afilu b'retzuos, even with the retzuos, lo'y pe'inun ha'shachas klal ishmon. That opinion holds, that opinion of the Shulchan Aruch holds, that whether it's talking about the blackness of the batim, or it is talking about the blackness of the retzuos, if it's done through a goy, and it's not done lishmoy, then it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's going to remain kosher. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Ramah, and he says, Mihu, however, b'di'evet kosher imishri oy rabatim, avol ha'retzuas afilu b'di'evet poshul. The Ramah comes along, and he disagrees, and he says, there is a fundamental distinction between the blackness and the lishmoy of the blackness of the batim and the retzuas. With regards to the batim, he agrees that if it was done through goy, it doesn't matter b'di'evet. However, says the Rama, that if you don't do the Ritzuas are more stringent. The Ritzuas are more chomo. If the Ritzuas are done by a guy, and consequently not Lishmo, we'll address this in greater detail shortly. If the Ritzuas were done by a guy, that is actually Makir V'dyevet. So the Ritzuas, yes, the blackness of the Ritzuas is more chomo than the blackness of the Batim. And the Rama said that B'dyevet, if it was done by a guy, it depends. If you're talking about the batim b'di'evet, it's kosher. If you're talking about the rutsus b'di'evet, it's posel. It's makiv. Good. We go to, let's see what the Mishnah says about that. So this is the distinction between the rutsus and the batim. The Shulchan Aruch holds it's only lechatchila, and either way b'di'evet, it's kosher. Very good. Your point that you're raising, and let us see what the Mishnah says about that in Sifkot and Chav Beis. And this is let's see. So again, Sifkot and Chav Beis, we're talking about b'di'evet kosher l'didei hafilu alidei nihudi. According to that opinion, if it's done by a goy, b'di'evet it's kosher. V'sfira l'idei hafilu b'retzuas, and he holds that even b'retzuas loy beinu nashachris klal lishmon. The blackness doesn't need to be done lishmoy. Says the Shulchan. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. V'rama, however the Rama behaga. In his ago, choy lek olav, he disagrees with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'svirelei, and he holds the beretzuis da shachrus halacha lemoshe Sinai. With regards to retzuis, the shachrus, the blackness, his halacha lemoshe Sinai, tzorich shachrus lishmon. There it must be. It's an absolute requirement that the shachrus, the blackness, is lishmon, is done with intention. So if it's done by a goy, it's going to be a problem. Umimele, therefore, be'einu Yehudi, with a goy, de'einu oise lishmo, who cannot do it lishmo, posul it's posul. Ve'dinoi kedre elbe simen lamed bezin in klaf, like we find with regards to the klaf as well. And sham. So the Rama holds that the goy cannot do it lishmo, and therefore with regards to the tzuas, it's going to be posul even b'di'evet. Avor ba'oi rabatim, but when it comes to the batim, the blackness of the batim, the leroy poiskim shachusoi. That according to the majority of the poiskim shachusoi, it's blackness. Who limits the ba'alma is merely a hidur for loylei kuva, and it's not me'akev. Kedel b'simelamet beis, as we know in simelamet beis, lochein. Therefore, loy ba'inon bei. Therefore, it is not an absolute necessity. Kavken shachus lishman b'di'evet. The blackness is not me'akev b'di'evet. And the Rama should have really said in his words, Peloshen Yesh Oimer should have said Yesh Oimer because he disagrees with the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Ach, however, Shemotzinu Kama Pa'om Kiritzim, they were found in numerous places that the Rama does not point out, doesn't stress, he does not emphasize that it's Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, but yes, he is Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch. And he holds that the Ritzuas, if it's done Shloi, if it's not done Lishmoi, it's Makab Yevin, it's possible. Yes. The answer is yes, they are. Nevertheless, with regards to the halacha l'moshe m'sinai aspect of the blackness, the ritzuas is most. Yeah, does that make sense? But the question is a valid question. Good. So therefore, what does that mean? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai aspect of the blackness, the ritzuas is most. Yeah, does that make sense? What about a goy? If a goy made it, or yafilu Yisrael, or even a yid, ach shloi lishmon, but the yid didn't shloi lishmoi, v'atam cannot be sifkot nchov beis, as explained sifkot nchov beis. Now, v'kol shken, and even more so, v'chol dovah shetzorich, but one second. Let's continue this piece. V'cholchken, even Moshe, v'chol dovah shetzorich b'tefillin iguf alei kuva, anything that is a necessity with the tefillin is ma'akev. K'mo yasiyas ha'ba'abais, like the making of the creation of the batim, v'ashin shaloi in the making of the shin, b'kol prot of shir kadin, with all its halachas, oy tefiros, or the stitching, oy yasiyas ha'kesher shaloi, or when you're making the kesher, t'chol eilu halach l'mosh m'sinai, all those halachas, halach l'mosh m'sinai, Im ason Yisrael shloi lishmon. If Yisrael did shloi lishmon, posel it's posel. The kotzer prima godim adds to that. Yeshlim noy melasus called ze al de cotton. Therefore, it is not acceptable if a child does all these actions. Afilu im godoil yamoid al gaboy. Even if you've got an adult standing behind him, beitzaveh olasus lishmoy, and he commands him to do lishmoy. Nevertheless, it's not kosher, a child cannot do any of those. The blackening and the making of the sheens and the creation of the batim and even the kesher, all those aspects of the creation of the thing cannot be done even by a child, even if it's oimed al gabov. Similarly, he cannot be done by a woman. And anything else we explain lamates. And shom b'siv alav beis. And when you're blackening the retzuas, the zayin in the gufa tefillin muter al de isha. However, when it comes to the blackening of the retzuas, that's really interesting. This can be done through a woman. She can do the lishmo like a man. Aval al de in yehudi, but through goy, the cotton and a child, any muter at unless there is somebody standing behind him, could help leaning test. Says the Mishnah Berurah that yes. Well, what which point? Which part? Well, which words are you reading?
The last bit. Avala, Tsuris, Afil, Vidyevet, Pasul. And the Mishnah is saying, and also so do other things, like the Shin and the making of Vasul.
Yeah, they're all Salach al Mishnah Sinai.
And then Isha can't do it.
Isha can't do it, correct.
Salach al Mishnah Sinai is also making it black. And then Isha can't do it.
Good. Very good. Because there here he's going, you're right. It appears like, but over here he's quoting an opinion that is Machmir. So he's just basically quoting the Prima Gotim with Machmir in this matter. So, it's, you're right, I'm Ikra, then it would be acceptable, but it's Machmir, according to the Prima Gotim. That's the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. So, Lemaisa, one should be Machmir. Lemaisa, one should be Machmir. Right. Yeah. Absolutely, it's the same opinion.
But
yeah.
By tzitzis, you couldn't have a gadol doing it, you couldn't have somebody less than bar mitzvah. Why? Because it says dama b'nei Yisrael.
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Yeah.
It seems to be.
You see, over here that doesn't. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know if it's a very good question. Why do you don't need to come on to that? Very good. I don't know the answer. Yeah. With regards to the additional layer of, so if we understand that it needs to be done lishmoy, we understand that blackening really needs to be done lishmoy. We're learning that it's even akel b'dyaved. We're seeing that even through a woman, and through a child, we're seeing that it's not so poshut, and in the lishmoy is really ma'akev. Now, what about this additional layer that is covered, that the tefillin are covered with? Would this be part of the halacha l'mishum Sinai and a problem, or do you think that there's room for leniency? Pardon?
Lenoi.
And consequently?
It's not
deraisa. Not deraisa, therefore? Can be done, could it be done mechanically?
Lenoi?
Yeah. What do you think? Right, very good. Rav Ozna has a tshuva about this, and he says that there is no markim at all to be machmir. He says that this, if you're covering the retzuas with some shiny element and just to make it more shiny and more beautiful, he says that's not part of the asiyas haretzuas, that's not part of the blackening of the retzuas, although it makes it shiny and beautiful. He said there's no point, it doesn't need to be lishmai at all. And he's matya even lechatchilet, and it should be done mechanically. Apparently, this is a very big relief for the patimachers and for the people who are creating the retzuas. It's a huge relief. And he says, it's an optional point. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be lishmoit. It could be done through goy, and it can be done mechanically as well. So there's no problem at all. You don't have to have the lishma aspect. Yeah.
Is there a tassel on an osi with the retzuas that could you, for example, take a big sheet of leather, blacken it, and then cut them into strips? Or do you have to make them and then black them in order?
I don't think there is an order. I don't think so. I don't think there's a Tatsavan or an Osu problem. I don't think so.
Mechanically, the black.
What?
Rather than paint, I don't know how I normally do it, but is there any problem with
you? They have to go over it many, many times until it's actually get a
machine.
Right, so that would go into a shaila as to whether the machine can make a lishmoy. Very good. It's a very good point. Lemaisa, the answer is, in principle, yes. In principle, it's the same machloikas as to whether. However, it depends. A lot of it has to do with actual machineries. So there are machineries which, the more you're involved in the machinery, sometimes you could actually make a lishmoy. Rachaznish writes in that that if you constantly have to press on something, and the second you wouldn't press on some sort of the second you'd stop pressing or pushing, the mechanism would stop. And he wouldn't continue working at all. He says there wouldn't be a problem lishma according to any opinions. That's what he says. There's a bit of cholkim, but that's what the Chaznish says. Consequently, so that if you'd have, for instance, a machine bakery, that you'd have to press the button constantly, and at the second you stop pressing, the machine would stop, there would be, according to Chaznish, there would be an argument of there would be no problem with lishma according to any opinions. Even the Chaznish is a big machmir, but here you wouldn't hold that as a problem at all. So a lot of it has to do with actual machinery. Have I answered your question? Yeah?
I guess the medicine, but on the, it's not done.
No, as far as I know, it's not done. Yeah. Okay. I forgot my own Mishnah Berurah. I just took this name. I need the next page. Shkoich. What were you going to do? Oh, okay. Good. Very good. Shkoich. Sif Kotten Chob Dalet says the Mishnah Berurah. Apostle Kosovo Mogen Avram. Interesting Shaila Rabbi. So what do you think about that? Somebody had a Ritzuas, or the same Allah would probably apply to the Batim, and he didn't concentrate. And he was thinking he was actually painting for fun. You know, some people are artistic, they paint for... He didn't realize, he wasn't thinking, it was the middle of the night, he couldn't sleep, went down the stairs, and he was just painting, and he didn't realize he was doing black, and he didn't realize that he was doing the Ritzuas. He was doing the Ritzuas. Imagine, do you sleep, walk, sleep, talk, do you... So imagine that, he was just going. So in the morning he goes back, and he says, oh no, wife, I don't know if you, I've gone over the Ritzuas, and I've completely lacked the Lishmoy aspect. Now, I want to ask you a shaila, which is a really interesting shaila. What are you meant to do now? Because he wants to rectify it. What is he meant to do? Yeah.
Was he already black before?
No, he was not black before.
Is he able to paint over it again?
Good, very good, very good. That's exactly. Can you go over the paint again? Does that help at all? Can you just go over the paint in black again? The same will apply with the batim as well. If they are black, but they were not on lishmoy, say that you bought the batim and it suddenly turns out it turns out that it was actually done by a child, by a goy, by whatever. And it was the lishma, was lacking in lishma. Can you just go over it now? You've got this black tipex, you can go over it, say, I'm going to do lishma, it's a lishem ktushas tefillin, and you go over it in black. Does that help? Or not? Can't. So what are you going to do? Take off the paint, that's a big deal. Yeah? You have to take off the paint. Yeah. Very good. How about painting on the other side? Look at that. Very interesting. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Chof Dalet Posul. Kosov Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham writes, Deim Chozah Yisrael Veishchiron Lishmon Kosher. The Mogen Avraham holds, yes, you can go over it. You can go over it. You can make bad good again. Says you can just go over it. I don't fully understand the svar in it. To me it sounds interesting. But that's what Mogen Avraham paskens. Deim Chozah Yisrael Veishchiron Lishmon Kosher. Ve'hevirai it is that he brings the right. Ve'aprima Gordim V'shar Achoinim Yisigu Al Royosoy. The Prima Gordim and other Achoinim they argue on the Israel. V'nishore B'din Zeh V'tzorchiyan. And they leave V'tzorchiyan. The Pashtus it sounds like they don't hold of it. V'nos Na Prima Gordim L'zeh Eitzu Acheres. And the Prima Gordim has a different suggestion. She Yashche B'tzal Hasheini. He should go and he should turn and flap on the other side. The Prima Gordim is a very good company. And turn on this, flap onto the other side and do that side black. Although you have blackened both sides, kosher, it's kosher. There's no problem at all. Turn it around to the black side, to now, recently, black, the side has recently become black, the newly black side. You should use that side. The calls him and the Ritzuas. Achayot is all. If he hasn't got any other Ritzuas, come on, she bound with the Alocha. So it's right. There is an interesting Shaila. What about Rabbi Sai? What do you think about that? The Alocha discusses. Can you, if you have the other side, it's not practical. Maybe it's dirty or maybe it's not practical. Could you do the following? Do you go with the black side, which was not on Lishmoy? The Alocha asks, can you go over it now in pink, in yellow, in green, and then do it black again? Lishmoy. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, right? That's right. So, the Bialoch and Mishnah Berurah, the Bialoch and Paskens, that you can for sure do. go over it, take from the kid's drawer the paint, and take the yellow, the bright green, or whatever, go over it, and now do it in black, Ishmael, and you'll be able to count all opinions. That's sure that works according to all opinions. Make sense?
I thought I had to be intrinsically part of the tour.
You're going to dye it enough. Do you know when you really dye it? I don't know how chemically how that works, but it's going to be properly dyed. You won't see, the yellow won't be existing anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, there is no halacha, it needs to be completely, there is no halacha, there needs to be the inside, it doesn't need to be black really. It's a, as we learned, it needs to be letzad, mitzad, b'chutz, it needs to be black. So although there is an opinion that needs to be on both sides.
You're going to be worried about this whole Gans Meiser with the people pointing their ritzuas and they're pinning it off and blah, 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 blah. And it seems to be a whole geshef.
Yeah.
So if you've got black, which is lanishmo, and then yellow, and then more black, how is that any better?
The answer is, because in that controversy, as we learned earlier, so what do you think about that, Kasha? What's the what do you?
The black is overriding the yellow. It's totally mabattling the yellow else.
Yeah, what do you think? Is that a tainer? What do you think? That he said that if you've got black, you cover it with yellow. You cover it lishmo with black. Is that surely should be no different than if you've got the black that we said that is not properly a proper, and you peel it off. And it all comes up. If you say that's a problem, then surely that should be a problem too.
That's absorbed into the leather. Part of the leather.
Yeah, would you...
The...
Pardon? How would that work, Abayse? If you would go a second time over there and you do the black, would that be an... Would that... practically, chemically... How would that work? What would the yellow still be existing? Would that be considered a layer on top of a layer? Or how would that work? How would that be? Imagine that. I'm sure... What do you...
Probably scratch off the top black and get the yellow underneath.
You see, that's what I wonder. I'm not so sure. What do you think about that? If you had black, yellow, black, would you be able to get to the yellow again? I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, in theory, probably yes. Yeah. The point being, that when it comes, that shaila, which is a problem with regards to the peeling of the ratsuas, the problem is that the blackness is not integral and it's considered an additional layer, and the raya is, they can just peel it off simply like that. That's not considered, you haven't got black ratsuas. What you've got is ratsuas with a black cover on top. That's why it is possible according to what we've discussed. Here, the argument is, and you'll tell me if chemically it's not correct, the argument is that ultimately you've painted it, and painting is considered absorbed, and it's considered integral within the Ratzuas. And that's why it's accepted according to Lachoinim. Does that make sense?
It depends on how you paint it.
I suppose. Maybe yes. If it's a very external layer, maybe. Yeah.
You wouldn't have to paint the whole Ratzuas, you only have to do a part of it, because only a part of it would make the whole thing possible.
Yeah, very good, very good, very good svara, but a beautiful svara. It's almost a goyanish svara, you're right. You're 100% right. Yeah, that's a beautiful, such a beautiful svara. It's almost an outstanding svara, that. Can you repeat?
Presumably you wouldn't have to dye or paint the whole of the ratsuas. You don't have to do a small part of it, because as soon as you do a small part of it, it's possible, then you have to paint it, and then you go over that small part again, and then you mend it to fill in again.
Since then you don't have, we have got much more ratsuas than what we really need. Yeah. Okay, now leads us to say, hey, let's briefly go over Sif. Hey, im nifsaka ratsua, if the ratsua tears, has that ever happened to you? I think that very, very, ever happened to anybody? Tear, the ratsua tearing, they're very, very strong. I've seen it once. Do you know where you can see it a bit? Sometimes all the ratsuas in the places where you know, they start tearing a little bit. Yeah, you can imagine it? Yes, that's right, you can, yeah. So he said, if the ratsua tears, yesh, can you stitch it together? Can you stitch it together? Says the Shulchan Aruch, if the ratsua tears, yesh matirim, that one can be matir, lit for mitzad ponim. You can stitch it together in the inside, as long as you don't see it externally, anybody looking at you won't be able to tell, then the fact you've stitched on an inside, it's okay. Yesh oimrim, some disagree, Mashemaki v'menu arosh. You cannot stitch the part that it goes around your head. You can, if that tears, there's no takon, you can't help it. The part that goes around your head, shemakif, that surrounds, menu arosh, that goes around the head. Uveshelyam, with regards to the tefillin shelyad, kedesh takiv azoya, the ritzuas that go around your arm, likshe to tie your tefillin, the tefillin, im azoya with your arm, vekedesh timocha, shetimotach ado etzpaim tzois, veyichoich memenal oisa etzpa sholesh kichas vikshe, the entire area around the arm, that you go around the arm, and you go around until the finger, and you go three times around the finger, and you tie it around, which in other words, is the part of the tefillin, which the part of the tour which is needed, that all that part, ain loim takona, there is no way you can fix that. Loi bekshira, not with tying, loi betfira, not with stitching. V'kol yisron oirech, and anything added to that, shu b'shvil shikoyach ritzua kama pa'om misovi v'azroya, u'v'shal rosh ma'ashe tolim imeno, the additional part of the ritzua, i.e., this part by the tefillin shel rosh, starting from here, going down, or with the ritzuas, or with anything that goes beyond what you've done around the fingers, all that's beyond all the necessary parts of the ritzuas. There, einat firu be'akshir v'poislim ba, if over there it tears there, and you want to stitch it together, you want to glue it together, or you want to tie it together, it's not, it doesn't pass it. And if you shas atchak, you shlis mech alamatim, you can rely on the matirim, k'dei shalo yisbatel mitzvah tefillin, in order not to be batel mitzvah tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah does point out you shouldn't make a brocha. There's one very interesting kash over here. Now, what is the required length of tefillin shel rosh, Rabbi Yisai? How much did we learn? Anybody remembers? How long did the tefillin shel rosh need to be? So this, around your head, is that it? Two tefachim. Any other opinions? How long does the ritzuas need to be? The minimum to ritzua, to waist, yeah, to waist, to the waist. So we one opinion said until the tabu, and or even the Mokem Amilet said, this is very, right or the left. But either way, what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, that we didn't find such an opinion, he says that if it tears in the important part of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, which he defines as being around the head, he says there, you can't tie it together. Anything after that, says the Shulchan Aruch, is not integral, and over there, if it tears, you can tie it together, glue it together. Well, that's not what we learned previously. We learned previously that the Tretzuas need to be longer than that. Either way, either two tefachim, three tefachim, etc. But that's just to define the length of the tefillin just by around the head. That's not what we found. So that means that Achonim Amachmed, Achonim say that this is not how we pass them, but Achonim Amachmed, that actually, one shouldn't tie and glue together and tie together and stitch together the ritzuas, if it has until that required length. One shouldn't do so. Based on the halacha that we learned previously, that the length of the ritzuas is actually longer. Just to recap what we learned today, Pesach Hashem, we learned that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that Toiv Shashchicha Yisrael Lishmoy, that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that it is proper for you to blacken it and not a goy. The Ramah is Cholek, and he differentiates between the Oirabatim and the Ratsuas. With regards to Oirabatim, he says, Bediavet, it's in order. With regards to the Ratsuas, he says that it can, even Bediavet, it's a problem. They have consequently, he says, Lemais, a goy and Lahavdel, a child, and a woman shouldn't blacken it because of problems of Lishmoy. We then moved on with regards to tearing of the Ratsuas, and Lahaloch, Lemais, we pasken, like the second opinion, that if they tear, one shouldn't fix them, one shouldn't tie them, one shouldn't glue them, one shouldn't connect them again in the part of the tefillin which are necessary, which is by the tefillin shel rosh, according to the Mishnah Berurah, all the way to the shir that we discussed previously, with regards to the tefillin shel yad as well.